Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. It's New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7, the team. And, you know, lot of stuff going on in the show. We're going to catch up with Caleb Seiss. He's out at the Chili Bowl. Big race today, several races. Matter of fact, I think I counted something like 34 races to decide a winner. Also going on within driving distance, you can run down to Votto and check out the Wild West Shootout. And joining us from there is Ruben Rallis, is going to tell us all about what's going on. Drivers from all over the country are out there, late model drivers, modifieds, and X-mods. But big game, actually. Oh, hey, first off, RJ, man, joining us on the line. How you doing this morning, RJ?
Morning, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. First off, though, I want to talk a little bit about the national championship. And having a visit with Dan. Good morning, Dan. Welcome on the glass there. And quite a game, man. What was kind of, you know, some of your takeaways as an SEC guy?
Man, as an SEC guy, you know, first of all, you know, Alabama and Georgia, two of Tennessee's largest rivals. And if you've heard me talk on here a little bit, you know, I bleed orange, right?
Right.
And so going into the game, you know, my thought process was like, yes, I want Alabama to win because they've won however, like, 8 of the last 15 years. Georgia hasn't won in 40 years, and so that's one thing that, as a Tennessee fan, I kind of have up on the Georgia fans. You know? Or I guess I did, that Tennessee had a more recent national championship in football.
Right.
But then when I learn about this Stetson Bennett kid,
yeah,
you know, and I had no idea this whole season. I knew he was the backup, but I didn't know he walked on at UGA in 2017. You know, Kirby Smart, even he saw the guy try out, and he said, he's never playing for my team. You know, we'll have him. But he's never playing.
Wow.
So he walks on, does a year there, and it's like, yeah, I guess I'm not going to get Kirby's attention. So then he goes to Jones County Community College in Mississippi. Does some time there. Says, okay, it's time to head back to Georgia. He heads back to Georgia, where he is JT Daniels' backup for all of 2020. Starts out 2021, and he's like, you know, not going to play. JT Daniels gets injured, his oblique, something like that, and... yeah, and so Stetson Bennett leads Georgia to an undefeated season up until the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
You know, they get blown out by Alabama. But, you know, yeah, that doesn't matter because, you know, Stetson Bennett led the Bulldogs to a national championship victory. You know, all is forgiven for that one little loss when you win the big one. And I, you know, it almost brings a tear to my eye watching him play and watching his post-game interview. That's, you know, that's the dream, to grow up in Georgia, to... you know, to play for your hometown college anywhere and to just make an entire state proud.
An amazing story when I was watching that game, and I really didn't have a, you know, a horse in the race, if you will. Of course, I love as a fan how you were rooting for a team because you want to keep some, you know, oblivious stat, you know, alive, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a fan. That's a true fan right there. But to see that turnover, you know, and like you said when we were talking, it could have gone either way, but to see that and to see him rally back from that, and it was a good game. I'm sorry, for those of us that don't have a horse in the race, the best things for ratings is to have a good game, and that was a good game. I'm sorry, but hey, thank you for some insight on that. And I didn't really know the Stetson story, I was looking at his stature, and I was just thinking, well, this is probably it. He's probably not going to play pro, but I think he's going to be fine. Now that he's got a national championship trophy, I think he's going to be good. But RJ, man, big game to start off today. We got your Raiders against the Bengals, man. What are you doing to prepare for this matchup?
Oh, man. I mean, one thing, just a playoff berth in general. Last time they've been in the playoffs, the Raiders anyway, it's been 2015. So just to kind of get everything rolling, they had to win three in a row to even snip a chance. They won four in a row, I should say, but they had to win three. And to win each game by less than 4 points, pretty much, they just found a way to win. So right now I'm just trying to get in the mindset of where, hey, you know what, this might be the season. This is the first time ever an interim coach, being Rich Bisaccia, led a team to the playoffs. So I'm just hoping, even though they lost to the Bengals week 11, it was 32-13. It seemed like a closer game, but it wasn't like no Chief or Steeler blowout, where even that game was 36-10.
Right.
I'm like, oh, no, it was closer than that. No, the Bengals have been playing, but I'm just hoping the Raiders on such a momentum that they've been playing these close games. The Bengals sat their whole team last week. They were in the mindset of, hey, we're young, we're a little beat up, but you know what? We're going to take the week off, we're going to train, and we're going to get ready for Joe Burrow in that amazing young offense's first playoff matchup.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And one of the things that you and I were talking about was how underrated Derek Carr is. I mean, talk about the AFC punching bag. That guy, if nothing else, at least gets a chance to play on this stage. And at what point are we going to stop punching on that guy and actually say that, you know, he's one of the elite quarterbacks?
Well, I can't say. I mean, the worst people that punch him are the Raiders fans, because they've seen him do so well and be a little inconsistent, and he's had some plays where it's like, oh, he has great stats 1 year, and he's just not winning the team. But this year, I mean, with everything going on the Raiders, I mean, he deserves, I don't know, they're not going to give him a lifetime contract, but pretty much before the season, he was saying, hey, I don't want to be anything else other than a Raider. Other teams are going to sniff around, but I just see him at least getting his opportunity. Let's get him a playoff win. Let's see what can happen. And this is the one matchup I was happy with. I wasn't happy with if they tied last week, they were going to play the Chiefs. I wasn't happy about that. This against the Bengals, I'm kind of ready for, you know what? This is Derek Carr's season. Let's see if he could pull the troops together. They're finally getting healthy at the right time while the Bengals are a little banged up. And the only thing I'm a little scared about, that Sunday night game was a drag-out match. That that Los Angeles Chargers, Las Vegas Raider team, I mean, that was an amazing game. So maybe they spent it all getting to the playoffs.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm just super excited for, even if it's on a Saturday, I am ready for some playoff football.
So tell me, my man, how did your team go from, you know, a 7 seed to a 5 seed? I was like, wow, how in the world did that happen?
It was just a little bit. Of course, being with the playoffs, and since every wild card team had the same record, except, well, it would have been the same record, but pretty much what happened is with the Patriots losing that game, they actually had to fall down. And it just seems like with the Pittsburgh making it a 9-7-1, those ties are really important. So either way, with the tie, it would have been the 7th seed. But it just happened to chance that they had a better AFC record than the New England Patriots. And, hey, we're going to have some fun two AFC matchups today, Saturday, some playoff football, man. I was a little confused at first, too, because I'm like, oh, we're going to get in. That's all that matters. Except a 5 seed, you don't sneak in during that. So,
hey, so what's the point spread on the game?
So it's moving a little bit. A lot of people love the Raiders story. So simple thing is the Bengals beat the Raiders week 11, so not too far ago, and the Bengals did outplay them. So right now I believe the Bengals are going to be a 5.5-point favorite. So a lot of people think that being that they had a week to kind of train and the Raiders being a little beat up themselves, that the Bengals are favorite. But you know what? Let's see a good matchup overall, and I am ready to see the Raiders pull the upset in one of those games. I think they're going to win by two. I think it's going to be one of those nail biters, but they've been pulling it off recently, so let's see if that could continue.
Awesome, man. Well, that's fantastic. Well, I'm going to have you come back a little later in the show so we can get to the Unser Racing Museum event calendar, but wanted to give you a chance to share some Raider love, so I appreciate that, man.
Hey, I appreciate the opportunity.
Awesome. All right, so everybody stay tuned. On the other side, we're going to talk some chili bowl with Caleb Seiss, and we're not talking about, like, you know, beans and chili. We're talking about racing in Oklahoma. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7
The Team. 101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. And the Super Bowl of short track racing is going on right now in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's the Chili Bowl, of course, with 34 races, I think, on the slate for today, all the way back to a Q main, to race your way in. 381 cars. And of course, one of those cars out there is the 21K, and that's rookie, Caleb Seiss. And of course, we all know Caleb, won three championships, for the New Mexico Motor Racing Association. Joining us now on the line, Caleb Seiss. How you doing this morning, Caleb?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing great. It's nice and early. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about your run so far, joining the team with Kuzman there in the 21K. And what surprised me is I didn't realize you were a rookie. I thought you'd run this race before, bud.
Oh, yeah. No, this is my first time running the Chili Bowl, first time running a midget. But everything's going okay. I'm a little disappointed with the way things turned out, you know, in the C main and whatnot, but it is what it is. It's a chilly hole. But I'm having a great time and get some good laps and some good experience.
Well, so, Sammy Swindell, fed you a bumper there, spun you out. What was it like to have somebody of that caliber kind of treat you like that, man?
You know, it's I'm sure, you know, I'll be laughing about it for a while, you know, but you know, today I'm feeling the repercussions of it because I'm way back in the end main. So it definitely is a little bit frustrating, but I think if I wouldn't have really messed up my heat race like I did, then I wouldn't have been in that situation to begin with. But it is, you know, what can I do about it now? You know, it is what it is. I just got to pass as many cars as I can and keep moving up.
Well, you're starting ahead of Sammy. So, I mean, that's always, he's further back in some features. There's some big names that are behind you. I mean, of course, Cruz Pendragon, you know, I mean, known for drag racing, actually back in the pack there. And an Indy 500 starter of Ferrucci. Is starting behind you, but starting fourth, feature two, in the N feature. What's kind of your short term and long term goals there? I mean, that's a long way to make it, but a lot of experience to be gained.
Yeah, exactly. It really is, and I just, you know, I think I for sure have a good chance in this feature, this N feature. You know, I'd like to try to win it. You know, you like to try to win all the races, but
right.
But I think if I could try to win this race, then I could be starting, I think, 11th in the M main. And then and they're taking the top six. So if I can get to the top six in the M, I just keep on going, you know, as far as you can. And I know last year, Jason McDougall, I think he went through six mains.
Wow.
I think if I could, you know, make it a few mains or, you know, three to four. I mean, even shoot, it doesn't matter as long as you can keep racing, you know, but,
right.
But that's the goal. Just get some good laps and pass some cars and just see what happens, you know.
How different is the midget from your sprint car?
It's quite a bit different. It really is. know, they're very quick. They're real twitchy. You know, their steering is real twitchy. And they're every little rut and everything else, they kind of, you know, it really affects the car a lot more than it would a sprint car, you know, just because they're so light. But they are a lot of fun, though. Really intense. They're really intense. They really are.
Well, talk about how the relationship came together with Kuzmon and the opportunity to jump in the seat there.
Well, I had talked to him earlier this year or last year, and we came up with the deal where I would go run his sprint car. I ran his sprint car for him in Ventura for a VRA show, and just kind of filling things out and see how it went. And, you know, fortunately, I won the race and made an impression on him. And we were talking and seeing what else we could do and trying to get things lined up. And then kind of a last-minute deal here, he wanted me to run his 21K, and I, of course, had to jump on the opportunity to make that happen.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see Hal Burns truck and equipment on the car and some of your other sponsors, including we jumped on the car there a little bit. But, really kind of the whole team effort and what it takes and the sponsors it takes to be able to have an opportunity like this.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes some money, that's for sure, you know, and unfortunately that's the way racing is nowadays. You got to bring something to the table, you know, and I just couldn't have done it without Hal Burns, you know, Dave, with Hal Burns Truck and Equipment, like you said yourself, with New Mexico Motorsports Report, Napa Auto Supply in Santa Fe and Albuquerque. They both helped out Pro Body Shop in Santa Fe. And then, of course, you know, some of my other sponsors pitched in a little bit too that helped support us, you know, Burt's Body Shop, Scoggin Mechanical, FK Rod-Ins, you know, those guys help out a little bit, and it means a lot to me, you know, it really does, because without you guys, it wouldn't be possible for me to be out here running the Chili Bowl, you know. It means a lot.
And we like to see as many New Mexico cars as we can. I mean, because there's cars from everywhere, but a lot of hoopla around the fact that NASCAR and, of course, Kyle Larson with his victory last year, and then he goes on to win a championship. But you had, you know, a lot of media that was probably around there that hasn't been around before, including seeing HendrickCars.com on some of the vehicles there. But Christopher Bell continued to just kill it. Kyle Larson doing good. Chase Elliott coming out. What do you think those guys got? Does anybody have anything for Rico Abreu?
You know what? I don't know. He looked really good on Wednesday. But, you know, I think, you know, Justin Grant also looked pretty good. You know, he really did. I feel like, you know, of course, you always got Kyle Larson, you know. Right. But those guys are going to really battle it out. It's always hard to say who can, because there's just so much that can happen, you know.
Yep.
Throughout the 55 laps. But I'm pulling for Larson. I'm a Larson fan for sure. But you know what? I'm a fan of any racer, really. You know, I like all these guys. These guys are all good, you know. So you can't help but not to like them, you know.
What do you got on the docket for 2022?
2022 is looking like I'm going to be running for Dave Burns in the wing stuff at Bottom Speedway quite a bit. We might venture out and run some ASCS national stuff. But I'm sure I'll end up in California on occasion to run the sprint car and or midget. I think Corey is willing to put me in his midget again for some USAC stuff. Maybe even some possible USAC CRA stuff at Ventura or Paris Auto. Not exactly sure. We just got to get through this week, through today first, you know, and kind of start ironing out some stuff. But there's some options up in the air, but those are pretty much the for sure things that are going to happen.
Well, that's fantastic. How would people follow you? Are you on social media?
Absolutely, yeah. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. You can just look up my name on the search bar and give me a like on Facebook and follow me on Instagram. I'll be doing as many updates as I can, and I'll throughout the year as well. I'll be giving updates and shout out to sponsors and stuff.
Well, fantastic, man. Really appreciate taking some time and getting up early this morning and coming on. So wish you the best of luck and go out there and show New Mexico proud, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on, David.
Absolutely. All right. That was Caleb Seiss, driver of the 21K, rookie out at the Chili Bowl. So you can actually tune in. I think they're going to be running on MAV TV starting about 2-4 o'clock or something today. But you could definitely check that out. All right. On the other side, we're going to talk about something a little closer. We're going to talk about the Wild West shootout down at Votto and catch up with Ruben Morales and see what's going on down there. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, race fans. This is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Swope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, this is Matt Crafton, driver of number 88 Menards Toyota Tundra for Thor Sport Racing. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with Dave Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Gearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. The other day, I was just watching some news show or whatever, and it was talking about, like, you know, what people were ordering most online. And one of the things that kind of surprised me, even though it should have been, number five was actually auto parts. And, of course, we've talked so much about Yearwood Performance here, yearwoodperformance.com. And it's amazing to me that still so many people are ordering parts online when you could just go to such a great, you know, place like here with Yearwood. And, you know, what's most important is, you know, they get you what you need and they get it to you correctly. You know, when you order online and you get the wrong things, because when you follow those guys online and tell you this is what you should do to soup up your car, usually they're full of stuff. I mean, I can't say anything beyond that because of the FCC violation, and I don't want to get fined. But anyway, let's talk about some local racing going on down at Votto Speedway. It's the Wild West Shootout, and joining us now is Ruben Morales. How you doing, Ruben?
Good, David. Thank you guys for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. Gosh, dude, I was looking at the lineup of cars you got down there, like 40 late models, over 60 modifieds and 60 X mods. I mean, I know your parking lot's big, but do you got any more room down there?
Yeah, we got room for plenty more, for sure. It's an amazing facility down here. And, you know, we're just happy all these out-of-towners showed up for this big race. It's the Wild West Shootout, and this event started in Arizona, and, you know, we're happy to have it in our own backyard. And I'm telling you, the talent is unreal. The facility is amazing. The racetrack itself has been amazing. And the racing has just been out of this world. And all this talent showcasing out here for these fans has been really cool.
I was kind of looking at the lineup. Your points leader in late models, modifieds, and X mods, none of them are from the state of New Mexico. You know, starting off with late models, you got Tyler Erb from New Waverly, Texas, 3-point lead over Mike Marler out of Winfield, Tennessee. I mean, what's the longest tow somebody has for this event?
Well, definitely it's going to be our drivers probably from Oregon. Those guys traveled a long way. We have Jimmy Whistler. We have Rob Mayo from Bend, Oregon. We have Tomas Unzicker. He's originally from Switzerland, but now he lives up in Oregon as well. So probably our Oregon drivers. Well, we do have a driver from Canada, from Headingley, Manitoba. He's the 2020 World of Outlaw Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
So, it's been pretty neat to see these guys down here.
So are late models running tonight?
Yes, late models run every single night, as well as the modifieds and B1s.
Awesome. And so you've got Garrett Albertson, fifth in points out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. What's his shot at maybe coming away with the championship in late models?
Well, you know, the championship's going to be tough just because there's so many good guys. Like Tyler Erb, you know, he runs the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series. Brandon Shepard, he's a four-time World of Outlaw champion. He just won the World of Outlaw Championship again last year. For the points deal, it's going to be tough. But Garrett, here's the deal. Last night, Shepard had a flat tire. and had to go to the rear, surrendered the point lead. Tyler Erb would end up getting the win, but Garrett Albertson finished third last night. Garrett came off a win on Wednesday night and almost won Sunday, and it was pretty cool to see, you know, a hometown guy win. Yep. This guy started here and now got this ride with Ken Roberts Motorsports, and it's really, really neat to see Garrett. So, I mean, it's not out of the question, but the thing is Garrett's going to have to win, you know, another one before the weekend's over.
That's fantastic. Got to root for the local guy, but great to see a turnout. Modified, 63 cars. Derek Ramirez out of Woodward, Oklahoma, leader 9 points right now over Rodney Sanders. And in sixth, Bumper Jones, Mesilla Valley. So talk a little bit about that matchup tonight.
Yeah, so Bumper Jones, he has a very interesting story. Obviously, he used to race USMTS, and now he was here locally. Last year, Bumper won 3 out of 4 races to start the year at Votto Speedway Park. Then he relocated. He moved to El Paso, and when he did, the neighborhood he was in, you needed a permit for the hauler, so he couldn't move the hauler for 5 months. So he didn't. So when he won 3 out of 4 races, he couldn't move his hauler. So he didn't race most of the year, and he came out for the final race of the year, the biggest modified race. We have 22,000 to win, Fall Nationals. And Bumper, you know, he struggled because he couldn't race for the rest of the year. But hats off to Bumper, you know, older car, older, you know, stuff compared to these guys. Because Ramirez is the USMTS champion last year. Rodney Sanders, you know, has been one of the hottest modified drivers in the country as of late. And Bumper almost won last night. He was up to third. It was a really good race. I mean, Bumper, it's not another question that he can't win here. It's just a matter of being at the right spot at the right time. And, you know, you talk about that matchup tonight and how you said over 60 modified. Our modified division down here is what shines. They are amazing, and there's a lot of talent here. And man, it's really up for grabs.
Well, and I was looking. I mean, when you got A mods and B mods, you know, different places call them X mods. But if you've got over 120 modifieds between both. That is a ridiculous number of modifieds. And, of course, on the B-mods, starting got Cole Campbell. Now, this confuses me. He's out of Mexico, Missouri?
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? I mean, is he dyslexic, or where is Mexico, Missouri? I have no idea.
Mexico, Missouri, it's up by... I think I'm wrong, but I think it's up by Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
I know. Drivers from Mexico, Missouri run like Lake Ozark Speedway and stuff like that. But yeah, Cole Campbell, really good guy. So check this out. He came out of the Fall Nationals, a couple months ago in the fall, and he borrowed a buddy's trailer to come down here. You look at him now, he doesn't have a hauler. He's waiting on one, I'm sure. And now he got one of those moving trailers, big semi-moving trailers to come down here. And I'm telling you, he is really, really good. Cole Campbell is one of those guys that you always want to keep your eye on because he's going to put on the show.
Well, and he's tied with points. Not to be outdone, Aaron Blacklance out of Thief River, Minnesota. So, I mean, we're talking the best names of where people are from, but tied for points on 9 points back, Gabriel Hodges out of Lebo, Kansas. And I was almost thinking we were going to go Leavenworth, you know, just to just totally be out there of all the cool places. Seventh, Asa Flores out of Las Cruces. Should be a good battle in the B-mods.
Yeah, last night Asa started towards the rear. And really, he was working his way up. He was following Scott Bentz, who's out of Jamestown, North Dakota. And those two put on a great show coming from the rear. And Asa, you know, he started in go-karts. He went up to Legends. And, you know, I think he's 16 now. He might be 17.
Jeez.
And tallest 17-year-old I've ever seen. I'm telling you, he's a tall kid, a very good guy. But, no, yeah, he's really talented. It's only he's starting his third year in an X-Mod. And he's done a phenomenal job. He's really been doing good out here. But how you said, there's a lot of modifieds and B-mods just because that's what we shine down here.
Yeah.
And with the late models, I don't want to take nothing away from them. The late models are amazing. The thing is, we just don't have any super late models down here.
Yeah.
So to have these guys down here is just an honor. Like Mike Marler's a former Outlaw champion. Shepard's a four-time champion. You know, all these guys, Bobby Pierce, he's a 2016 World 100 winner. So to have these guys out here is just amazing. It's huge. And, of course, you have other local Stormy and Johnny Scott who are on the road. And, you know, we don't get to see these super late models in this part of the country very often. You know, they don't travel out far west. It's more of a Midwest, Southern, Northeast kind of thing.
Yeah.
And to have these super late models out here, I think it's huge. And I really want these fans listening, first of all, thank you all for listening, but to come out to Vada Speedway Park, even if you're in Albuquerque right now, you know, 3-hour drive,
yeah,
races start later on tonight. Come enjoy the final two nights of the Wild West Shootout, because it's important for New Mexico to have these guys here, but
yeah,
we got to support it, you know?
Well, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we had the liner with Matt Crafton to start this thing off. And Matt had told us when we were out there for the championship in Phoenix that he was going to come over and run a late model. Didn't see him on the list, so I don't know if he made it. But like you said, Dan and I rolled down there when Spencer got his victory at the Turkey Bowl. And it was an easy drive, man. I mean, you're right there. When is a track that easy off of the freeway? I mean,
yeah,
it was literally...
Yeah.
You took a right and you took a right and you're in the pits.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get better than that. You have a state-of-the-art facility, and all these out-of-towners will tell you this place is easily top three, top five best facility in the country in our own backyard. Mm-hmm. I said it's an easy drive.
Yep.
I agree with you there. And yeah, I mean, it's just an amazing facility, and it's right off the interstate, exit 155 on Interstate 10. And Matt Crafton is in the house. He raced. He's
awesome.
Raced every single night except Wednesday. He's running in the modified division, a Royal Jones MB Custom backup car.
Oh, man. Awesome. Well, I mean, that's some good sponsorship right there. Is there a way, I mean, you know, if you can't make it for some reason, is there a way to stream it? Can you watch it on the World Wide Web?
Yeah, definitely. So, every lap live of the Wild West Shootout is live on Flow Racing. It's
okay.
www.floracing.com. You go on there and get a subscription. Now, Flow Sports is really what it is, and they have, like, Flow Marching and football and basketball and all that. When you get the subscription, you just go to Flow Racing, and every lap is live, or you could just watch the highlights on dirtondirt.com.
That's fantastic. As a matter of fact, I got mine earlier this year. Well, it's just a couple of weeks ago for the Tulsa Shootout. It's amazing. I mean, actually the quality and the commentating, is fantastic. But, you guys on social media, is there a way to follow you on Facebook or anything?
Yeah, most definitely. Obviously, the main source would be Wild West Shootout on Facebook, and then you follow Vada Speedway Park on Facebook as well. Facebook's kind of the biggest thing. They have Twitter and Instagram as well. You can follow them. Just look up Wild West Shootout. You'll definitely find them. And if you don't have a social media platform, you can definitely go to wildwestshootout.net. Again, wildwestshootout.net. All times and information is on there. Like tonight, Saturday, January 15th, hot laps begin at 3:30 p.m., racing action at 5. And then tomorrow, Sunday, which is the big show, $25,000 to win for the late models, a longer distance race, hot laps at 3:30, and racing action at 5 o'clock p.m., all mountain time.
Gosh, Ruben, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck to everybody tonight. Hopefully we get a New Mexico car in the championship there.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. So thank you all for having me again. And again, hope all you fans come on out to Vada Speedway Park. Let's have a great weekend.
Awesome. Well, that was Ruben Morales down there at Vada Speedway Wild West Shootout going on today and tomorrow. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we got to go back to the calendar. We got to let you know some of the other things that are going on around the state. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Daniel Hemrick, driver of number 18 Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. You're listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team, with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And as I mentioned, Unser Racing Museum, sponsor of the show and, of course, sponsor of the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. And back with us is RJ Lees. How you doing, RJ?
Hey, David. It's good to be here, man. And love listening to the show this time from a different perspective, being home. But no, with Caleb and everything, that was awesome.
Hey, so did it sound better than it sounds when you're back in Tennessee?
I would say so. No. I'm paying a little more attention since I knew I was going to be on. No, it was awesome.
Awesome. But let's get us started with Albuquerque Dragway.
Yeah, so we always try to keep it awesome with our local events first. So we're here at the Albuquerque Dragway, where their opening day for their street to strip is going to be March 5th. That's going to be a Saturday at 11 a.m. So it's right around the corner, y'all. It's a little less than 2 months away. But they are going to have their racer's banquet. It's going to be at the Isleta Casino. So I bet they have tickets and everything to sign up so you could go to the event. So that's going to be January 29th. That's going to be right around the corner. Actually, 2 weeks from today, it's going to be the banquet for Albuquerque Dragway.
Yeah, so I believe tickets are available at abqdragway.com. And not only that, you want to go because they've got their calendar up already there. I think it's like 60-some events for 2022. What's going on out at Sandia Speedway?
Yeah, so Sandia Speedway, so they are actually they're revving up their season. The season opener is not till April 16th. But as we talked about last week, they've been having these Albuquerque Super Lap Series that are going to happen. And the practices are spreading out, so actually for the year 2022, so January 22nd, so next weekend, next Saturday is going to be their first practice. Then they're going to have one on February 5th as well as March 27th. So they're getting revved up. The tracks are going to be prepped and ready to go, and then for the season opener for a great series of racing.
Well, that's fantastic, and also want to make an announcement that the winter series is going to be on the 30th there. So Miatas are going to be racing then. So we'll get some more information on that. Of course, we talked about Votto Speedway and what they got going on tonight and tomorrow. Alien Speedway, when are they getting it cranked up?
Yeah, so their opener is actually going to be the exact same day as Albuquerque Dragway. So it's right in the beginning of March where everything's starting to warm up and a lot of racing is going to start the season off right. So March 5th, it's going to be the third season out at Alien Speedway. And it's going to be open practice for all classes. They're going to be March 5th out there.
That's fantastic. I think the same thing goes for Moriarty MX.
Yeah, Moriarty, they're going to have a few practices in between. Nothing where I'm posting at the moment. But the Moriarty MX, it's the 2022 Lucky 13 race series. It's going to be starting out March 5th. So great stuff that's going to be out there at Moriarty. So two wheels out there, some really fun racing. And then I just want to talk about, again, the guys. You guys have to go and try to follow, watch, listen. That Chili Bowl is going to be such an amazing event. It's the 36th annual Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals. And pretty much there's going to be racing throughout the entire day. I mean, the grandstands open at 7 a.m., and there's going to be racing today until 10:30 p.m. So please try to go out. Of course, it's in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but try to listen, try to be a part of it, because there's some amazing racing going out there.
Yeah, I think that they start in the afternoon on MAV TV, that you can catch it. You can catch it on cable. I think it's 200-something. I don't know, but definitely Google it. You can check that out. And, of course, Caleb Seiss is going to be starting in the in feature 2. In that race. It's still kind of cold, man, so I noticed that the next car show coming up is January 25th. That's a Tuesday, and that's one of our shows, the Couch Potato Car Show.
Yes, it is. No, we're going to be doing it at an undisclosed location, but it's going to be the best of 2021 show. So one of our best shows from last year, and just we're going to talk about all of our former winners of the Couch Potato. We're going to see who stands up and hopefully get some great interviews. And it's January 25th. Looks like it's going to be the day for a good event that you could really watch on Facebook Live.
That's right. Get started at 6 p.m. And a little bit about the best of 2020. Now, we had all winners, and then we had a couple of alternates because we had some really close voting. And what was cool about that is the winner of the best of 2020 was Lyle Greenberg, and he hadn't won in 2020. He came in as an alternate and smoked the field. So that could happen. If you want to make sure you tune in at an undisclosed location, which is fantastic. But you know what? We're going to premiere the couch at the Couch Potato. We're finally going to actually have a couch. That's kind of silly. And we're working on a potato as well. What else is going on out there, man?
Yeah, so the only, well, of course, looking around now, please, if you do have an event, if you have something that's planned out and you want to get a little more, you know, a little more spreading of the word, I mean, we'd love to hear from you on Facebook or Instagram, wherever you follow us, or even shoot, you can call in and let us know about our events, because I love on the Unser Racing Museum event calendar, we try to keep everything local. So the next event that I do have going on is actually going to be on February 5th, which doesn't seems like a little ways away, but not far at all. It's going to be the Golden Gears car show that they're going to have at the White Sands Mall in Alamogordo, New Mexico. So that's going to be, of course, go out and support some amazing events. Alamogordo, we know, have, you know, it's a little spread out, but they do. I mean, the car culture in New Mexico everywhere is such an amazing thing to watch. The Golden Gear car show at the White Sands Mall.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't know who I was talking to earlier this week, but they were, they're basically saying that there's a lot of black op stuff out of Alamogordo. Yeah, so a little more interesting than I thought. But looking at some other things coming up, World of Outlaws, January 20, Volusia Speedway Park. You got the Formula E Series, January 28th. IndyCar going to get started February 27th, the streets of St. Petersburg. February 17th through the 20th, the Winter Nationals, Lucas Oil. And I guess we're under a month away from actually NASCAR starting and going to going to the Coliseum. I mean, what's your thoughts about NASCAR going to the Coliseum? Now, is that the Coliseum where the Raiders used to play, bro?
Back in the day, for a little bit, it's mainly the USC Coliseum, as a lot of people know it, but you know, a lot of fun was out there at, you know, I mean, any event. I mean, sure, Olympics have been there, NFL, college football. I bet they've had so many types of series. That's actually February 6th, y'all. So that's going to be February 6th on Fox at 4 p.m. Mountain Time, and it's going to be the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. And I love that. I know there's true tradition when it comes to, you know, these tracks that are all around America that sort of spread out, but when they do these specialized events and just kind of put the momentum of, hey, this is something that you have to watch. This is us kicking off a new way of racing, and the clash at Daytona RC, which everyone thinks is, yeah, it's the main race tournament. It's at Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. So they're going to start spreading out a little bit. And I just love these new facilities where, hey, you know what, racing, if you have a good track, they're going to go out there. We all know that, being in Albuquerque. If you find a good track, we're going to travel to see you. So being in the Memorial Coliseum is going to be an amazing start February 6th for the NASCAR race series.
Yeah, that is tremendous. I loved an interview with Joe Gibbs that said, because he's the only guy that's got any experience from a NASCAR team actually being in the Coliseum. Of course, with football, he's been in there, and it's going to be tremendous. And it's amazing to me that, I mean, that's like 3 weeks, man. And that means the Super Bowl is a month away, right? And so hopefully we get one of two AFC teams in the championship, right, man?
Hey, I mean, shoot, between you and me, I mean, we have three different chances out of the seven. So, right. I mean, we're going for it, man. It's going to be a super exciting watch, but that's going to be, I mean, the week after. So this is going to be, you know, revved up at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. And then actually in L.A. the next week after, they're going to have the Super Bowl. So, I mean, a lot of stuff goes on in California. We know that for sure. But there's going to be some great events, racing, football. There's a lot that we could talk about, and I'm super excited to see you.
Awesome, RJ. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date on the calendar, and good luck today with the Raiders.
Hey, I need all the luck I can get, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So RJ is joining us remotely today. Thank you for that. Dan came out. He's behind the glass. We're all masked up, you know, so we're trying to keep it real and keep it on the rails. At least until we could get back to some normalcy. But got a whole new show coming up next week. You have no idea what's in the bag. Might be talking to some race winners. Other stuff we could get you, but definitely keep you up to date on the calendar. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, the team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you're into it, we are into it.